We're doing Eov. We're up to what's called the 40th chapter, the 8th pasuk. And Eov has said, I'm not going to repeat the question about your hashgacha and how come the righteous suffer and how come the wicked have it good. I'm not going to repeat the question, but he's basically saying, but I don't have an answer. And Hashem answers Eov, and Hashem says, okay, strengthen yourself. I want to ask you a question, and I want to hear your answer. And Hashem wants to push him to a corner to admit certain things. And really it's going to be one question that's repeated in many different forms. Meaning, just like we saw in the previous chapter, Hashem kept asking him, where you been when I did this, that, and the other thing. Basically Hashem said, you don't understand anything about how I run the world. Okay, you don't understand this either. Now Hashem is also going to ask him a bunch of similar questions. And Hashem begins by saying, Ha'af tafil mishpati. Do you also want to annul my justice in the world? This is worse than everything you've done until now. You think that just because I don't pay people back for what they've done the way you see fit, so now you want to do even worse than you've done until now, and that is undo all my justice system? Tal shigeni lema'an titzdak. You are willing to implicate my justice because you think yourself righteous. Now, the question of Rasha v'tovlo, that's different than Tzadik v'ralo. We don't really know what's going on by someone else. The main question, the main thrust of Eov's question is the Tzadik v'ralo. Rasha v'tovlo? Well, let's assume you could know who's a Rasha. You don't know if it's really Tovlo. The Talmud tells us about a lot of wicked people that had a lot of harmful things happening to them, but on the outside everyone thought they were having it great. And experience has taught me similar things too. You have a lot of people that on the outside people think they're having it really, really good. And anyone that knows what's happening behind closed doors knows that they're suffering terribly. There are a lot of examples for that. People who suffer, suffer terrible depression. And very often, specifically the people who externally, they show how great everything is, deep down inside, things are really rotten. And sometimes that could be worse than anything else. So, on the Rasha v'tovlo front, the question is a little weaker, because you don't really know if it's really tovlo, meaning how good he's really having it. But Eov's main question was, hey, wait a second, but I don't deserve this. So he's not so bothered with the Rasha having it good as much as the Tzaddik having it bad. So Hashem is pointing out to him, you think you're so good, and because of that you're willing to implicate my justice system and say this system isn't fair. Ve'im zeroa ka'el lahach. Hashem says, I created you in my form, right? Adam is b'tzelem Elokim. And when a person is whole in his living up to that tzelem Elokim, that he goes, he lives a life the way Hashem wants him to lead his life, so then he has a lot of strength. Hashem gives him capacity to grow to the point where he can grow spiritually to tremendous heights. You find that Yeshua could make the sun stop. Is that because he had such strength he could reach out and grab the sun? No. He reached such spiritual heights that he can make the sun stop. So a person can attain tremendous strength in the world because he goes in the ways of Hashem. the stronger he is in the footsteps of Hashem, the more accurate he is in going in Hashem's ways, the stronger he is. And so Hashem turns to Eov and asks him, "Ve'im zeroah ka'el lach, do you have strength like God?" Meaning, how many things do you have control over? That's an indication of how great you are spiritually. The greater a person is spiritually, the more he should have control. So Hashem says, "Ve'im zeroah ka'el lach, do you have an arm? Do you have strength like Hashem?" And can you make thunderous noise? Can you make your voice heard like thunder, the way God does? Hold tzaddikim. Well, what they say has an impact on the world. Where are you, Eov? Eov is a very big tzaddik. The book began by telling us he's a very big tzaddik. Hashem is comparing him to bigger people. And perhaps part of the message here is, Eov, don't gauge yourself based on everyone around you. Where could you have been? And where are you? You're saying, "I'm a tzaddik." Well, wait a second. I'm not saying you're a rasha. What all your friends said, that you did, maybe you were imperfect in this and that, I'm not saying that. What I am asking you, Eov, is, Eov compared to Eov, where are you? Don't judge yourself and say, "I'm a tzaddik, everything should go well for me." No. Where could you be? And where are you? Adena gaon vagova. Hashem says, test yourself, please, Eov. And adena. Adei comes from the word adi. Adi is an ornament, a jewelry, a piece of jewelry. Adei is taking that jewelry and putting it in a verb sense. Like embellish yourself with jewelry. Adena gaon vagova. Dress yourself, please, with pride and height. Vehod vehadar tilbash. Where the glory. Hod, Adal, those are different terms for glory. I don't know how to translate it in English. Hashem says, go ahead, Eov, show us. What heights have you attained spiritually? Show us your glory. Show off now, Eov. I want to see what kind of tzaddik you are. Hafetz evrot apehecha. Spread out your anger on the wicked. Punish them. Hafetz, scatter. Evrot apecha, the anger of your nostrils. And take a look at all those that are proud, and you put them down the way they should be. Hashem, so to speak, is repeating the idea. Take a look at all those that are proud. Put them down. And you declare, you put the wicked down to their place. Hashem says, why don't you bury them all together in the sand? Why don't you put all their faces in seclusion, buried in sand? Hashem says, decree it. Go ahead, put everyone that's wicked down. Ve'gamani odeka kitoshia lecha yiminecha. If you can do all of this, Eov, then I'll also agree that you're a tzaddik. But right now, I don't see you capable of doing all of this. So, why do I have to answer your claim that you're a tzaddik? If you were a real tzaddik, why weren't you able to do all of this? And it seems that Hashem is claiming to Eov, you could have done all of this. Your claims against me, that I didn't fix the world. Well, Eov, let's turn the ball around. Hashem places a mirror before Eov and shows him from his perspective. Eov, why didn't you do all this? You could have. Now let's view this part of the conversation in light of the beginning of the book. In the beginning of the book, everything's good for Eov. And Eov is righteous. And he was always worried, maybe things are going to collapse. And you see, when it all collapses, Eov says, I was always worried that this might happen. And it's Satan that comes in and arouses the din against Eov. But according to Hashem's answer, Satan hasn't aroused something that's not fair. Hashem answers Eov and says, Eov, wait a second. I know you're a good man. But where could you have been? And what could you have done to the world? And what type of world would the world have been had you lived up to your potential? And where is the world now? So why do I have to answer you, Eov, because you think you're just? Show me. If you'd really be just, you should have been able to do all of this.
So Eov did deserve it?
We didn't say Eov deserved it. No. So that's a separate discussion. That there's a concept of din, that there's a concept that judgment can be aroused in heaven. Until now he didn't deserve it, now he did deserve it? Or is there a concept that there's this concept of Satan, and there is this concept where there's room to arouse judgment against the person? Which Chazal often tell us, that there's Ayin Hara, and there are different things that a person can say that will cause him to be judged again in heaven. We know there's Rachamim in Din, and then there's a different type of Din. So we can't reach conclusions yet, but the direction that we're learning with this Pirush, you understand there are different commentaries which end up with different conclusions to the book. But the direction we're developing now is that. It's, but we're not yet done.